head over to what we're seeing on the livestock side. Are we seeing maybe a little bit of profit taking for these cattle?
Well, I think a little bit. The feeder cattle, when I look at October feeders, you know, they got up this morning and made a high early, and then they fell off, and now they're kind of climbing their way back. But what's interesting is that on the feeders, the if you took a channel line and drew the support underneath the lows from the 15th or so of July and drew that line across every low, and then paralleled it against the high of July 20th and extended it out so that it was totally parallel with the lower line, today's high is right on that trend line. And so you can see why they got up there, fell off, and now they're working their way back up there. Because in essence, they also have come over the high side of a Bollinger Band, which is kind of price positive too.
What about for the hog futures? A kind of a mixed type of trade. There's some supply concerns for them?
Well, I think in the hogs, first off, you look at August hogs go off the board today, where August feeders and cattle do not. And on the August hogs, they're cash settled like an index, but when you look at the price of August futures at 91.70, my goodness, you're looking at an extremely high price over the price of October's at 77.50. So I think that spread needs to narrow a little bit. Not getting enough movement there, but I kind of think that spread could narrow some after we get the August off the board today. Still, the numbers of hogs are not tight, and then you're starting to see a concern that if we were to turn back hot, that we could still see some liquidation of sows coming to market. But all in all, the numbers of hogs or pork, the amount of pork is not a tight supply.